There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, 11 to 1 Central Time. And let me mention this. My guest that I'm going to bring on shortly, right after I have a number of things I want to talk about. But my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Hamza Sid Catlett. And you're going to find this to be interesting. We're going to talk racism in America from the view of an African-American. Sid Catlett grew up and got a degree from the University of Notre Dame. He was a four-year scholarship basketball player, All-American basketball player, University of Notre Dame. Went from there to the NBA, and what a story. His dad was also the drummer for Louis Armstrong, and the name Catlett is quite interesting. We're going to get into a whole bunch of things. And what inspired me to call Sid, I've talked to him before, was this week we in America celebrated through our national pastime baseball Jackie Robinson's 60th anniversary when he first broke the color barrier in baseball. And this began, I started thinking about the racism problems. Of course, overshadowing Jackie was the Don Imus issue with the Rutgers girls basketball team, which we all know about. And I started to question what America thinks about racism. What are the real roots of racism? Let's go back to Lincoln when we can prove that the Vatican was involved in killing Abraham Lincoln. But there's also a whole bunch of evidence that's been withheld that the Vatican also began, along with a number of their minions, the KKK. So behind this issue that it's only white Americans that are fueling the flames of African-American racism over the years, I say there's more to it. I say that if Americans, both white and black, were left alone, if there wasn't a third party, shadow party behind this fueling racism, it would be a lot better world. Not a perfect world, but much, much better. Look what's happened. The black community, we're going to talk today with Sid about the black communities and the drug problems, how drugs are filtered into the inner cities to keep the black man in its place. And I'm going to show you today that, you know what, the Vatican and other people have how can I say this? They don't feel any better about the black people today than they did back in the 1800s. And we're going to show you also how the white people in this country are just as big as slaves to this system as black people. And Sid brings up a good point. Why do we always, or why has our media always referred to us as adjectives, black and white, when we are nouns? Sid's a real interesting interview, and we're going to get to him right after this break. I've got four issues, though, that I want to discuss right after the break, and then I will spend 2 hours with Sid Catlett. And ask you, please call in today if you have any questions, 800-313-9443. We're going to be talking about the real roots of racism in America and many, many more things with Sid Catlett, a former NBA basketball player, a former All-American basketball player, graduate from the University of Notre Dame, who is comes out very strongly against the real roots of racism and many other things that are happening in our country. He also hosts his own show called From the Land of Bast, hosted by Hamza Sid Catlett, and you can listen to that weekly. I'll tell you how to do that. But anyway, we'll be back right after this short message. I got four issues I want to discuss, and I'll go over them quickly, and then we'll get to Sid Catlett back after this message.
Hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
oh, until peace has come.
Okay, we are back for our first segment, and Sid Catlett, my guest today, is waiting in the wings, but I want to discuss several things really quickly here. Yesterday on my show, we talked about, we had former New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein on my show, and we discussed a little bit about how the cover-up will take place when we talk about the Virginia Tech shootings. Jim Rothstein told you how he had many of his investigations covered up in the pedophile area. And also, as a detective, he's found that in cases like this, Virginia Tech, Columbine, others, these investigations never are carried out properly. We got into that yesterday. Now, either this shooter is a psychopath or a Manchurian candidate, and I said yesterday that you must look at how the autopsy in this case. Are they going to cremate this shooter's body? And why would they do that? It's happened many times in cases like this when you look back at these mass shootings. And I tell you, if they do cremate him, ask yourself this question. Is there a chip somewhere in this man? Is he a psychopath? Is he a Manchurian candidate? The only way we'll ever know is if we get a proper investigation, and we know we are not going to get that. According to Jim Rothstein, a New York police detective for over 30 years, who was fired and basically threatened with his life because the pedophile problem that he was investigating in New York went right to the top of Cardinal Spellman in the Vatican and also the highest levels of our government in the White House. So Americans, ask yourself, will we get a proper investigation in the Virginia Tech shootings? We discussed that yesterday. Secondly, 9-11. new information coming forward, and this is huge. And I don't know what the 9/11 Truth Movement is doing outside of discussing, was it what planes will hit the World Trade Center and all the other expert testimony that's keeping us in that realm of what I call just a lot of expert testimony instead of getting to who really did it. It's 5 years later. And we need to name names, and it isn't just these tin horn politicians. Now, I've had Leo Zagami, a former high-level Mason and member of the Illuminati, who defected 4 months ago on my show, and he was a high-level Monte Carlo P2 member and head of New York, said this, that he had prior conversations with the head of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, a huge, huge organization in Europe, a very controlling organization there, one of the P2 lodges, and the head of the New York Rotary Club, who's now an American citizen, Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri. And Zagami told me this, that he had private conversations, that they both had knowledge of 9/11 prior to it. And these conversations took place prior to 9/11. And he said that also that these connections between Ballestieri, the head of the P2 Lodge, people like Licio Gelli, the head of P2, will lead to information that shows that our government, people like Kissinger and the rest of them, Michael Ledeen and others, had knowledge of 9/11 prior to that. He also said these European connections lead directly to the Vatican, and especially Jesuit General Father Hans Kovenbach, who were instrumental in hatching and carrying out the 9/11 tragedy. So what I say is this: you need to look farther than just the tin-horn American politicians. Go overseas. This is a connection that is worldwide. It is called the New World Order for a reason. So Americans, start investigating Ballestieri, and I have an article on my website dated April 18, 2007, which gives you information about him from a private source, high-level source in Europe that's feeding the Arctic Beacon information about Ballestieri, which could lead to others. He is supposedly a lower level. There's two levels above him. He takes orders, is called a ninja New World Order minion. And you can go to my website and read all about the head of the New York Rotary Club. And this may give you some hints about really how these people killed 3,000 of our citizens. And if you can live in a world like this, you're better than me, because I got to find out who did it before they do it to your children and to everybody else on this planet. We're the last bastions, people, America. Don't forget, you know, the Declaration of Independence. Don't forget how strong we can be if we know our rights and we use them. Thirdly, income tax. Yesterday was the deadline, and I gave you the short and skinny on the real truth with Robert Clarkson. Folks, it is a voluntary tax after the Victory Tax Act in World War II. Was repealed. Then the IRS went on a campaign, and it's not even known to let you know they knew there was no income tax. It was unconstitutional, plain and simple. So they passed a law which made it voluntary, which means that you can pay it or you don't have to pay it. However, most people are never told that, because the IRS runs a propaganda campaign saying that you must pay it when they're violating the law when they do that. So listen, folks. Go to Robert Clarkson's website, patriotnetwork.org, and you'll get the straight and skinny about the truth. You don't have to file. That's the safest thing not to do, and you can get your untaxed packet from Robert Clarkson. Over 30 years, he was an attorney. He's no longer with the bar, and he has helped more people not file income taxes and save your money for your family and you, not these tin-horn politicians and dictators across the world. The Bible doesn't say pay them. It says take care of your family. And this income tax is voluntary. Now, if you want to pay it, go right ahead. If you're stupid enough to give money to these people, they get trillions of dollars off this income tax. It's their cash cow. Go ahead. But if not, go to my show yesterday. It's on archives on my website and also on RBN. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. I don't file. I haven't filed for years. And they leave you alone. 64 million people don't file. And the numbers are growing. And you know what? Use the money for your family, not for these tin-horn politicians. On tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about the psychological aspects of 9/11 with Sophia Shafquat, who's the producer of 9/11 Mysteries. And in the second hour, I'm doing this for my dad. He owned a trucking company, and there's a slow-roll truck out on April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. No, wait, 23, 24, and 25. Wanda Piety will be with me tomorrow. In the second hour, talking about the slow roll truck out that is boycotting Bush's orders now, and that's what they are. He's just a dictator. He told us, we're going to allow Mexican trucks across the border and do what the heck they want. Well, Mr. Bush, Wanda Piety and the rest of these truckers are going to let you know what they think, and let's see if you can double-talk your way out of this one. Okay. Vatican tyranny, Treaty of Verona. We'll get to that Friday with an open line. I've been talking about that, and you need to understand those the Treaty of Verona. And I don't want to take too much time with that because I do have to get to my guest, Sid Catlett. Sid Catlett, like I said, is graduated from the University of Notre Dame. Was an All-American basketball player, had a scholarship there, went on to play professional basketball, and has become a spokesman, in a sense, for truth. He has his own show called the Sid Catlett, Hamza Sid Catlett Bey from the Land of Bast, and what a guy he is. And let me tell you how small this world is. I went to Notre Dame High School, and Sid went to Notre Dame University, and we're about the same age. And Sid, I went on to play football at Western Illinois University on a scholarship. Sid went to play, now he's from a different high school, but he went to the University of Notre Dame, played basketball. But he played with a great friend of mine named John Eggert, who I went to high school with and knew ever since I was a kid. I can remember playing basketball with him. We used to play Nerf basketball in his bedroom. We were good friends. Johnny went on to play scholarship basketball at Notre Dame with Sid under Digger Phelps. And what a small world it is, Sid. I can't believe it when we found that out. It's amazing. Are you there, Sid?
I am, and I'm listening intensely. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on board, Greg.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention the small world it is, how we have this connection with a good friend of mine from when I was a kid, Johnny Eggert, who knew you and played with you on the Notre Dame basketball team, and just an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, but I truly believe that when you commit yourself and submit, so to speak, submit your will to do the will of the higher cause, that in the pursuit of that cause, you will run into people who are similarly on that cause, and you will find that in your former lives, so to speak, where you were wearing multiple hats, doing multiple things as a youth, that road that was tread unbeknownst to you, that the creator of all things is behind that, the footsteps that you take that you think subjectively are footsteps that you're taking based upon your own initiative are really being guided by that higher source. And you will find that when you, as I mentioned, do get on this course of truth, that you will intersect with people who likewise unplanned by yourself, unscripted by yourself, on similar paths. And you will intersect with those people. And it's kind of reassuring because, as you know, Greg, this road can be very lonely at times. The majority of the people in America have no clue what is happening to them, and so you step out on the diving board and you jump off free fall, and you let the chips fall where they may, and that can be very lonely. So when you do find someone who is sharing a similar course, stepping out on that diving board, equally jumping off of it, free falling, it is gratifying to know, and it's reassuring that this creator of all things who has a hand in all things is assisting the process by linking you with people of like mind and spirit.
And that's well said, Sid, really well said. Makes me think about the path I've taken since I was a youth and where it's gone to now. And you're right, when it can get lonely. And I sometimes sit up at night before I go to sleep, and I just wish that Americans would wake up. What do you see? We're going to take a short break here. Then I want to get back, lay a little groundwork with your background so people know who you are, and then get into these important issues regarding racism in America and other things. But what do you think is why are Americans so blinded? Just if you can do that in 30 seconds to a minute, what is going on? Because I have many sleepless nights over this.
Well, essentially, in a nutshell, Greg, I think what occurs is the educational process in America is not predicated upon the development of the mind and the conscience.
Right. Well, listen, Sid, let's take a short 3-minute break. You catch your breath. We'll come back with Sid Catlett on my show called The Investigative Journal, back after these short messages. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken sprains, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Hamza Sid Catlett Bey. He hosts his own radio show called From the Land of Bast, and that's every week on Thursday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., galactic7radio.com. Listen to it, folks. It's a good show, and that you can get all his archives, too, and listen at your leisure from that place. Sid, I wanted to lay, before we get into these issues regarding, I know you want to talk about racism in general in America, what happened in Virginia Tech, Don Imus and his psychological violence, hip-hop, rap lyrics, a whole bunch of things. But tell us a little bit about yourself. I intro'd you a little bit, but I know the name Catlett is quite interesting. Your dad was also Louis Armstrong's drummer, and he died at a young age, and there's a story there. I know we talked about it privately. But tell us a little bit about how you got to this point in your life. Go ahead.
Well, my story probably is not unlike others who have ultimately come to a realization that there's a problem in America. There's a big problem in America, and that problem transcends race, it transcends gender, it transcends political ideology. It is couched and etched in the very fabric and fiber of everything that we breathe in America. And when you come to that realization, you have to make a choice. That choice may come in conflict with some of your social plans and some of your social visions, but you have to take a stand. And my story is not unlike others. Somewhat mystical, I was approached by a coworker. I was a lobbyist with Motorola Electronics in Washington, D.C., at the Government Relations Office. And what surprisingly happened back in 1978, a coworker who I just recently met when I started working there came to me and gave me a message. She said that she had received through automatic writing. Well, I wasn't into that at that time, though I, you know, perceived the person to be a very genuine person with no motive to try to deceive me. So I read the message, and essentially the message just told me simply, tell Sid to go to the wall on the north side of the cornfield. It's all there for him to read and understand. And succinctly, what I suspected was it was symbolic in nature, and I started to study everything in hopes of answering that question. Some of the things I'm going to mention in this context will be in the book that I'm writing presently called Revelations from the Dark Side of the Golden Dome. Revelations from the Dark Side of the Golden Dome. And essentially, after studying numerous things, come to find out that it was not only a figurative message, but it was a literal message. And on a building on Notre Dame's campus out in the woods, dedicated to the founder of the Holy Cross Order, whose name was Basil Anthony Moreau. And the Moorish identity and Moorish culture and Moorish nationality is significant to the discussion, which we'll get into later. But on his building, dedicated to him, was etched a Latin term in gold leaf engraved into the wall on that building, which essentially said Cruce Robier. And Cruce Robier in Latin translates to the heart or robust cross. Robier means robust, and Cruce means cross. However, it was placed on a person who had Moorish lineage from France, who founded the Holy Cross Order. And essentially what they're saying, that the whole thing, everything, go to the wall on the north side of the cornfield, it's all there for you to read and understand. And in between the time of 1978 and receiving that message from this coworker to 1996, when I found this building, I studied everything that I possibly could get my hands on, and in the process gained a lot of insight into the various levels of this deception that's being imposed upon all of us despite rich racial identification.
And that Go ahead.
That essentially was the beginning, and during that process came across all types of things. Now, with respect to your initial question, Greg, regarding why American population appears to be so sleep, well, this has been a plan that goes back essentially to 1879, where a German psychologist by the name of Wilhelm Wundt, he unveiled an experimental psychology to his students at Leipzig University in Germany, where he declared that the study of the soul of man was a waste of energy and that man was essentially nothing more than an animal. And then from that particular ideological base came an individual who was also a behavior psychologist by the name of Ivan Pavlov. And many people have heard about Pavlov and his experimental research in the salivary reflexes in dogs. And he took dogs, and of course, based upon how they would respond to conditioned response, conditioned reflex, he determined that the best approach to dealing with the psychology of a human being was to impose behavioral, enforce and impose behavioral implications on him through the educational process. So, in answer to your question, people have not been educated based upon the expansion of their mind and or the expansion of their consciousness. What has simply happened, that they have been trained to be better workers. Even though you and I and many of our listeners did not go to school together particularly, there were particular things that we all can identify occurred during that time period, which was applied to this experimental research with dogs. At 10 minutes to 12 every day, we had a bell that would ring. At 10 minutes to 12 every day.
And every time at 11:29, we have the music that starts here. So we're going to take a short 3-minute break, and then we'll be back with my guest, Sid Catlett, right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
We're back for the second half hour. My guest is Hamza Sid Catlett, and Sid was a University of Notre Dame graduate, an All-American star basketball player, then went on, played professional ball, and played under Digger Phelps. So you probably, if you watch ESPN, he's still a commentator there, and you might be following the NBA playoffs, and the Mavericks are in, and Adrian Dantley is a coach there, and Sid played with him. He also played with a good high school buddy of mine, John Eggert. So there's connections here that run deep to what's going on in the sports world. But there's much more to Sid, and we're getting into that today regarding many issues he wants to talk about. Sid, do you want to finish up on what you were saying there when we cut you off?
Well, essentially, capitalize it, Greg, what has occurred is essentially a dumbing down educationally in America of all of us. You are not educated because your mind is not expanded, nor is your consciousness expanded with respect to your relationship in three-dimensional reality and your relationship to the universe. You are the universe, and the universe is you. However, you are trained to be a better worker, to comply to the dictates of an employee and to comply to the dictates of an employer, and not to show your relationship to creation. And essentially, that was man's purpose, to expand himself, to take dominion over the earth, and to be a representative in this plane of existence to take dominion over the earth and to treat the earth as its own properly. And what we come out of the educational process with is a conditioned person, a person who functions basically based upon reflex reactions to carry out a behavioral exercise on a yearly basis. We essentially we comply. So all of the ritualistic holidays, all of the prescribed feast days and celebratory days, and don't ask questions about them, just do it for commercial purposes. And we have forgotten our humanity. There's only one human race. That's it. These labels, as you mentioned, that have been imposed upon us and that we have internalized are essentially adjectives. Black is an adjective. White is an adjective. However, they were incorporated, Greg, in the system in 1860 at the first census that was taken when the creation of the slave trade and the slave system that was legislated was put in place for census purposes, and you had to give people color-based labels because the system was based upon the haves and the have-nots, those who were rendered to be property and those who were rendered to be property holders. And they had to have racial identifications, and we have not come to the realization that we all have been played. We all have been played, and we're suffering because of that, and we need to come out of this malaise that we're in with these racial identifications and understand that we've been manipulated for the purpose of political and economic expediency. One quick correction. I played under John D. The year I left Notre Dame was when Digger Phelps came in. Now, Digger Phelps and the surname Phelps, the bloodline Phelps, is important to some of the subject matter that you have covered with respect to Yale University and the founding of Yale and some of the prominent families. And there is a connection between Notre Dame University historically and Yale University. And the Phelps family, as you know, with one of your prominent guests, whose name is Eric John Phelps, had a bloodline connection to Yale University as well as Digger Phelps. Now, John D., of course, historically, who was the first 007 that was given that label by the first Queen Elizabeth, John D. was her astrologer and astronomer and was also a necromancer. So what is happening at these universities, they're playing out ancient mystery systems. Of course, John D. laid the foundation for Rosicrucianism. Once Rosicrucianism was kicked out of Germany, it was accepted in England because John D. had laid the foundation for the elements of Rosicrucianism, which primarily center around mysticism, alchemy, and those types of things on an occult basis. So John D. was a person in name that was associated with that, and then after John D. came Digger Phelps, of course, carrying a bloodline name, surname association that goes back to Yale and the founding of Skull and Bones. And then,
For a moment here, if I could just break in, I wanted to talk about your surname, Catlett, and how this relates to, I know you did some research on this. Maybe you could tell us. Also, I find it interesting that your dad was Louis Armstrong's drummer. Tell us a little bit about Catlett.
Yes, my father was during those heydays of the so-called bebop era, and then transitioning into the swing area. My father was Louis Armstrong's drummer, the Louis Armstrong All-Stars was one of the, say, for example, in 1947, many major cities would not allow jazz to be played. You don't realize that today jazz seems to be an American art form. There was a time in recent history in the 40s and 30s where jazz was not accepted in many of your major cities. And the first jazz concert in Symphony Hall in Boston, Massachusetts, my father was a drummer with Armstrong. He also assisted Armstrong and was a part of the group that went over to France when Armstrong was the ambassador from the United States internationally. This was after the war, of course, when Americans were going over to Europe to assist in the process of restructuring Europe. But my father did very well. He's at Rutgers University, enshrined in the Music Hall of Fame, the Jazz Hall of Fame. He's in the Smithsonian Institute. He was a great drummer, born and raised in Evansville, Indiana, and then, of course, went to Chicago, which was the, you know, a mecca of jazz at that time. And he died when he was 41 years old. I was 2 years old when he died. And because of his death, some things have occurred that will be in my book. But it caused me to do some research on the Catholic bloodline. The Catholics, essentially, the first Catholic that came over from Europe was a John Catholic in 1650, and he came over as a colonel in what we know as being the Rappahannock River area, Port Royal. However, the Catholic bloodline goes back way prior to the Anglo-Saxons being brought into Europe by William the Conqueror. The Catholic bloodline goes back to the Phoenicians, who predate the Egyptians, and the also the pre-dynastic Egyptians, which goes back to the culturalization and migration of the Phoenicians, or the Sumerians, or the Aryans, if you will. And the initial expression of the name Catlett originally was Catty, and then it essentially evolved into Catlett after the coming in of William the Conqueror. And that has some important relevance to things that we'll talk about in terms of the Catholic Church. There's no accident that the name Catlett and Catholic are similar, because essentially the word Catholic. And one of the things that I study very intently is etymology. And I would just suggest to your researchers out there who want to pursue a multi-layered imposition of psychological manipulation of us in America, that you must have an etymological dictionary as a reference book along with your standard dictionary, because to understand the origin and the manipulation of words through various languages is critical. But etymology is important. So the word Catholic, the point I want to make, it's simply Catholic is C-A-T and then H-O-L-I, the holy cat. And there's a whole Egyptian Sumerian association to the cat as the polar opposite of the reptilian. And I know you have some strong feelings about the reptilian, but it plays a role in this whole scenario. The work that David Icke has done is part of it, just a very small part of it, because you have to understand that everything has a polar opposite. You were created according to the laws of duality. And all you have to do is look in the mirror and look at yourself. You have two eyes. You have two nostrils, two ears, two hands, two set of legs. That's because the law of polar opposites was applied to the human's creation. And it's also relevant to what took place in the so-called Garden of Eden. If you're a believer that the reptilian or the serpent played a role in the manipulation of that circumstance with respect to Adam and Eve, then you have to, by nature of the law of duality, accept that the polar opposite of the reptilian or the serpent was present in that context. And we'll talk about maybe later on who that polar opposite was in that whole process. But the Catholics came over, and very early on, commissioned to come over by King George III, and a colonel went into Virginia, of course, which was the initial landing point for European expansion. And then the Catholics kind of progressed from there. Some prominent identifiable folks historically, perhaps, that have a Catholic bloodline association that your listenership may not know. George C. Marshall, for example. The C in Marshall stands for Catholic. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, mother's name was Rose Catholic Conway Madison. So if, in fact, we had not converted to a paternal system where bloodline was passed on from the male to the child, and the maternal system was maintained, that the fourth president of the United States' name would have been James Catlett. And then it comes forth with some things such as Catlettsburg, Kentucky, which is the point by which the entering of the interior of the United States, at the point where Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio all merged at that point. There's a Catlettsburg, Kentucky, and the Catlett.
And this is basically the Catletts own the land that was the primary point of entrance from east to west into the old Northwest Territory, correct?
That's absolutely correct. It was critical because, of course, many of the explorers at that time were not familiar with the route into the interior as that expansion took place from east to west. So access to a major waterway was critical. And where Catlettsburg is, the intersects or comes to a fork with the so-called Big Sandy River. And the Big Sandy River, anciently by the native people, were called the Catawara, the Catawawa River. It's called the Big Sandy now. Where that merges with the Ohio River is where Catlettsburg is, and the Catlettsburg is the land of it.
I'm following you here, and I'm reading something. It says Alexander Sonny Catlett and son Horatio were first permanent settlers there, and they were of mixed breed heritage, and their land was ultimately stolen from them. And this is a huge, long story, too involved to get into, but this is where your family comes involved, your dad being born in Evansville, Indiana, January 17th, 1910, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And then, of course, from there, he developed his skill in music. And the rest, essentially, is history. He had a very, very short but very prominent career. If you read many of the prominent jazz drummers, such as Max Roach, Louis Belson, who was married to Pearl Bailey, Buddy Rich, they will all tell you that of the top five drummers in the history of music, specifically jazz, that my father was one of the top five. He did very well, and I'm proud to be his son. Didn't know him very well, but I'm proud to be his son. And essentially, the Catlets have done very well historically. One of Abraham Lincoln, and you mentioned him, one of his law partners was from the Catlett line. Catlets have done very well.
You know what? I know there's much to talk about, and I know you're going to get into that in your book once you finish it regarding your dad's death and then you. Growing up, how do you think you ended up at Notre Dame University? That's an interesting story.
It is an interesting story, and it has an interesting tie-in, interestingly enough, if you will, to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech and Notre Dame were one of the first two schools. I was very lucky and very blessed to have earned about 300 scholarship offers, and I can recall Virginia Tech being one of the first schools to express their interest. As a matter of fact, they flew me down, I can recall, to Blacksburg, Virginia, in a private prop plane, I remember, as a teenager. And one of the things that stood out in my mind was when the door was closed on the side that I, passenger side that I was sitting in, my suit coat was caught in the door, unbeknownst to me, and I believe unbeknownst to the person who did it, I guess the attendant there, closed my suit coat into the door, and I can just recall, I can still see it to this day, when I get to Blacksburg and get off the plane, I look down the right side, and my suit coat is completely in shreds from the flight from Washington, D.C. to Blacksburg. And I can remember meeting Coach Moore, interestingly enough was his name, very nice man, and if, in fact, I would have chosen Virginia Tech, I would have been the first so-called African-American to have received an athletic scholarship to that university in 1967. And so I chose, out of the 300 scholarship offers, I chose Notre Dame. And, of course, at that time, when you're young and idealistic, many things are impressed upon you. I didn't have a father as a guide, so my mother was certainly, as most mothers would, wanted the best for their son. And of course, Notre Dame has that tradition, has that history, has that athletic foundation and tradition where it became a prominent institution to identify with. They had some plans to essentially replicate the game that I played in high school, what is considered now the greatest high school basketball game ever played. Now, there are probably many players who would take issue with that, but our team at DeMatha Catholic High School in Hyattsville, Maryland, competed against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in high school as a senior. And his team had won 71 consecutive games with no loss. He had not lost one game during his entire high school career until they played against DeMatha at the University of Maryland in 1965. And we were victorious in that game and broke that winning streak. And that particular team in 1965 was inducted in the National Basketball Hall of Fame. And so Notre Dame had planned to replicate a reconnection of the prominent players. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was at the UCLA, and, of course, I was at Notre Dame with a co-teammate named Bob Whitmore, who went on to Notre Dame a couple years before me. And essentially in 1968, we reconnected with Kareem to open up the existing field house that you've been into, Greg, to see some games with your friend Johnny Eckert. to commemorate the opening of that particular field house, we competed against UCLA. However, we weren't as victorious that game as we was in high school. But Notre Dame, of course, has a tremendous alumni, has a tremendous history, but there's a dark side to the university that is not expressed and not widely known as many things. And this is the thing that I've been able to uncover and will be highlighted in my book. Again, Revelations from the Dark Side of the Golden Dome.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break as soon as we hear the music playing. I hope we can you can just tease us a little bit with some of this information right on the other side of this message that we're going to these commercials. And then there's I want to spend our second hour then discussing these important topics that we talked about earlier: racism, the Don Imus issue, many other things regarding. Important things that we need to know in our country from the eyes of Sid Catlett. We'll be back right after this short message.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Okay, we're back, and this first hour with Sid went by too quickly, but I'll tell you what, we got a whole nother hour and plus about 5 minutes right now. Sid, tease us a little bit with what's in this book, and also talk a little bit about how do you think you really ended up at Notre Dame? Was it just a choice, a personal choice, or were you guided there for some reason?
Well, you know, I honestly believe I've come, you know, the older you get, hopefully the more wiser you get, and introspective you become, and I think I've come to the conclusion that all of us are wired into the source of all things. though the construct of psychology is predicated upon man being the source of, and the ego and the id being the source of thought. I believe all of us are plugged into the source of all things that gave us life. And I believe guidance comes from that source, and that choices that are made are choices that on the surface appear that you make, but really they are motivated or come from or stem from or are the source of that source of all things. So I think everything that you that a person chooses is part of that person's destiny, and that we're playing out that destiny as we go forth every day in life. But it was important for me to go there. I want to say, first off, that I have great admiration for many of the students there that I met. I have great admiration for those students and who they were and my time there. It was an interesting time, as you know. Many universities in America were not embracing African Americans. So this was a time when, and Catholic schools, to be frank with you, were schools that, at least on a collegiate level, were resisting. And Notre Dame was one that opened up, and I was a beneficiary of that. I would not have traded that experience because if I did not have that experience, that's a part of what has brought me to this consciousness today. So it was important for me to have that. However, there are some hidden aspects to the Catholic Church, to the practice and the behavior, ritualistically, of many individuals in the hierarchy of the church. Notre Dame is no exclusion of that. And things that have been known to me were taking place relative to me that I had no clue as a young kid at that time. And as a teaser, I would just simply say that there is an association of Crowleyism, Aleister Crowley, which many of your listeners perhaps are familiar with, and some of the practices and exercises and prescriptions of ritual behavior that has been associated with him that he incorporated or was embraced by many secret societies. Notre Dame, there's a Catholic side to Crowleyism. Notre Dame was participating in that aspect of Crowleyism. And let me just give a quick little teaser for those who perhaps are questioning this and are saying that I'm just grasping for straws. That building that we opened up, that stadium where on one side, which is in a circle, where the hockey games are played, the other side is a circle where the basketball games are played, and in the middle are the administrative offices. And I shared this with you. If you had a helicopter and you could fly over that particular building that was built by the two primary priests at that time, one still living, Theodore M. Hesburgh and Edmund Joyce, who was the vice president of the university. Hesburgh was the president. They were the designers and the architects. They designed that building and laid it out. And if you flew over that building and looked down, that building was laid out to depict OTO, which, of course, were the acronyms for Ordo Templi Orientis, which was the secret society that Aleister Crowley was administering.
Interesting. We're going to take a short minute, two-minute break here, Sid, so just stay by the phone. We have to take a break here at the top of the hour. Come back. I want you to pick up right where you left off. We'll be back with Sid Catlett after these short messages.
With